quick break on midday. When we come back, we'll do some traveling. Well, we'll go right now. We'll go to the Traveling Medicine Show. That's right, the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish hosts a talented and sassy collection of South Dakota music and comedy Friday when they present the Black Hills Traveling Medicine Show. Joining us today on midday are three of the performers from Friday's show, and they're coming to us from the Dahl Arts Center Studios in Rapid City of SDPB. Gordy Pratt, Kenny Putnam, and Jenny Bean.
And we have even more people here. We have Leonard Renning and Paul Larson also. We thought we'd all show up.
Well, it must be a very full room.
It is. It's great.
It's a party.
And you can see it on the public radio TV thing, Michael Ray says. He's back here shooting a camera, too. We didn't realize it was going to be video I'd addressed.
We'll have that up on sdpb.org in just a little bit after the show. It's Gordy Pratt who we're talking to. Gordy, for those not familiar with the history, give us some background on the concept of the medicine show.
Well, it's basically just a variety show. The unique thing about this is we not only have fabulous musicians, Kenny Putnam, Paul Larson, Leonard Renning is going to sing one of my favorite songs, which he actually wrote a long time ago, called Michigan, and his lovely wife Sue and Marky Scholes are puppeteers in the show, much in the vein of the old grumpy guys from the Muppets who are commenting from the box.
I am not grumpy.
Oh, Jenny Bean, there she is. Hi, Jenny Bean.
Hello. Who'd you think you were talking to?
And then, of course, a little music. You know, we thought we'd give you a little something to wake everybody up. Hadio Latio, Hodolo.
Music from the Black Hills Traveling Medicine Show, which will be performing on stage at the Matthews Opera House, the beautiful Matthews Opera House in downtown Spearfish. Jenny Bean, are you there?
I sure am.
Do you yodel?
Do I yodel?
Yes.
Who would do such a thing?
But Jenny Bean, you know, I always say to the young fellas in particular, this is Gordy here, I always say, you know, tell the kids how to learn how to yodel because the chicks dig it.
Yeah, they dig it very deep.
I do know.
Yes, you do.
Paul would know. Yeah. Paul would know.
Paul's a real yodeler. I just kind of play at it. So.
Paul Larson is there. Paul, we've never met. I've very much enjoyed your recent solo CD very much. You're the cowboy.
Thank you so much.
You're the cowboy. You're an actual cowboy in the group.
An actual cowboy, yes. That's what just this morning we were cowboying.
Tell us what you were doing.
Well, it's plenty cold out, so we're dropping hay down to everything, to all the critters that are out there. And, you know, it was 18 below at my house this morning, so things are a little frosty around that neck of the woods. Yeah.
Paul lives up in Rochford. Well, greater Rochford, I guess.
Suburban Rochford.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Paul brings an instrument to this, the medicine show, that people don't hear very often. He and I have a song that we've loved for years. It's by Guy Clark. It's a neat little piece about a famous painter. Picasso said in 1910, I'm gonna paint me a mandolin.
could be curves. I like to mix the paint with nerves. Load my brush and fire away. Paint me a hole in the light of day.
You can play it straight or play it from left field. You got to play it just the way you feel. Come on, boys, play it again. Play it on Picasso's mandolin.
Now, of course, for the show, Kenny will be playing a mandolin. You know, that'd be too perfect. It's called Picasso's Mandolin.
And who is this Picasso fella?
An up-and-comer, perhaps.
I bet he is probably trying to steal our fire.
Again, you're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting and enjoying the music and fun of the Black Hills Travelin' Medicine Show, which will be performing on Friday night at the beautiful Matthews Opera House in downtown Spearfish. Gordy, how long have you known these people?
I met Marky Scholes in back in the mid-60s. I've known her for that long, and I suppose Paul would be the newest... we actually met at the Matthews Opera House. Kenny
yes,
and I were
did.
Doing a concert.
Yep,
and
we did.
I heard this guy yodeling, and I thought, oh, that sounds a lot better than I could do. And he came up on stage and did that, what was it, All Around the Water Tank.
All Around the Water Tank.
Jimmy Rogers song.
It was a great song.
And just killed it. And then we went up to the Moonshine Gulch at Rochford and played Guy Clark songs for 5 hours. It was a fabulous day.
It was fun.
You know, that is one thing I've always wanted to observe. I don't have a lick of talent, of course, but tell us a little, as long as you mentioned it, tell us a little bit about the gatherings up at the Moonshine Gulch Saloon. It sounds like it's a riot.
Well, Sunday afternoons is a great jam there. Starts about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and you never know who's going to show up. There's anywhere from 2 to 20 players. And there's been some great talent from all over the world, actually, that have stopped in. Just the other day, there were some folks from Connecticut that were on their way to Utah, and they were wonderful. It's just, you never know what's going to happen there. It's always fun. Betsy's a great friend and has a great little spot for musicians to be.
And they have really good hamburgers.
Yes, they do.
And Leonard, you've been up there.
You bet.
Yeah. This is Leonard Renning.
A lot of fun.
Leonard, tell us about Leonard Renning.
Yes, I'm an old guy here in the Black Hills. I've been worked with the Dragons, our two Seldon Puppet Theater in the 70s, and Butterfly Puppet Theater from that time on, and have made at least a sort of a living in the arts in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
You know, this is kind of a broad question, but what is it about the Black Hills and the amount of musical and acting and comedy talent that's there? That's a broad question, and, you know...
Well, I'll take that one. This is Gordy. Mm-hmm. You can't really get a real job, so you got to figure out something else to do, how to piece your life together. It does, though. It does attempt to attract, I think, per capita is probably more creative people in the Black Hills. But I think you'd find that true in a lot of mountain towns and old mining towns, too. I don't know why that is.
It gets the juices flowing.
Yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
The creative juices.
So we're kind of off.
Did you ever see Deliverance? Yeah. I think same
thing. That did come to mind.
Now, the Black Hills Traveling Medicine Show, again, this show is for, this is actually a good family show, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. There's, it's not a kid's show. This is the different thing about, you know, Marky makes a living traveling. She travels more than I do, which is pretty hard to imagine, but doing puppet shows primarily for children. This is really just a family show, adult show. You know, it's not a kiddie show. It's a variety show, and the, Jenny, I don't know.
I don't do kids' shows either. I do family shows.
Now, we should
and
probably...
And this is a good family show. I think everybody could come and everybody would enjoy it.
Now, just for the people on the radio, how would I describe you, Jenny? Beautiful,
as
obviously.
As kindly as you could.
As kindly as you could.
I like the hairdo.
Thank you.
Being that I don't have any. Any hair is good.
Well, I'm a cleaning lady, and I find that hanging around with artists is a really bad thing to do. You're always cleaning up after them.
Gang, can you favor us with one more tune?
You want to do... Hey, Gordy and I worked up this... Tico Tico. I don't know.
It's an old Brazilian tune, and Kenny threw this at me. just it, the way I play the guitar with a classical background, it works pretty good.
Can you do it in about 2 minutes?
This will be a very abbreviated version.
Okay, very good.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Cha-cha-cha.
Thank you, folks. Good luck. The Black Hills Medicine Travel and Medicine Show is at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. That coming up Friday night. Thanks, gang.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, too, for joining us. Production on today's show is from Steve Zwemke, assisted by Owen DeYoung. Special thanks to Victoria Wicks, Gary Ellenbolt, Charles Michael Ray, and all of our fabulous guests. We got it all in. Thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday. Here and Now is coming up next. Mm-hmm.